At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I, like so many of you, love fireworks. As a matter of fact, my daughters like to imitate me, or if a better way of saying it, make fun of me, with my reactions to fireworks. Whoa! Oh! Boom!
Is what? Do you actually say boom?
They claim I do. Julia claims I randomly just scream out America.
I guess I could see it.
I love fireworks. I love the 4th of July. However, fireworks aren't for everybody. Mm-hmm. We know how pets react. A lot of people have issues with fireworks as well, whether it's PTSD, whether it's sensory issues. And the San Diego County Fair is doing something lovely to take care of those people as well.
Producer Jessica, talk about this sensory-friendly fireworks show that is happening 6 o'clock in the Sound.
I got to tell you, I have never seen anything like this before. The San Diego County Fair works with an organization called Culture City, and they are really good on creating sensory-friendly spaces for people on the spectrum and that have other sensory issues. That's I don't know exactly what a sensory-friendly show encompasses, what it's going to be, but
sure.
It's indoors, so there's not going to be big bangs outside.
Right. They're not actually blowing up fireworks.
They're not blowing up fireworks.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's going to be like a lot of lasers
sure.
and lights and things like that, but it's made specifically for people that just can't handle those big noises but
right.
still want to enjoy the fireworks. And I think it's such a lovely nod to the autism community. It's so hard to be in those spaces and to enjoy the 4th of July like everybody else when you have those kind of issues.
You bet. And anyone with PTSD, they still like, I'd like to be part of something.
Right.
But,
yeah.
you know, so this is great.
I, as a kid especially, man, my sisters and I would just howl at the moon with delight when we had those big, huge, loud explosions. Mm. It was so cool. I have so much empathy for someone with PTSD who hears that, and it takes them to a totally different place, and it's not fun. It's the opposite, and I think it's wonderful of the San Diego County Fair to think of everybody involved in the 4th of July.
And again,
applause to the San Diego County Fair.
Yeah, it's amazing. When I read this press release yesterday, I started crying. I've never cried at a press release. before. Because if you don't know, my son Walt has autism. So being in different spaces sometimes can be very hard for him.
Sure.
Especially when it's very loud and there's a lot of people. And so for places like the fair to make accommodations so that he can enjoy something like a 4th of July fireworks mm-hmm. is so heartwarming and so beautiful. We actually went to the fair over the weekend and we were talking to some of the people that worked there and they were telling us about some of the resources they had. He can go get a sensory bag at the fair if he needed one to help. They had headphones and different sensory toys that can help calm him down if he needed it. It's really cool to see places be so inclusive and to think of everybody. And I like to make sure that we shout them out and give them love because it's beautiful.
So at the fair on the 4th, they'll have a parade that starts at 2, the sensory friendly fireworks show at 6, and the regular fireworks show at 9 o'clock. And if you want a really good seat for the fireworks show, you can purchase reserved grandstand seating. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.